Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
I'm so excited to tell you about a great, very funny podcast called Midnight Burger. Midnight Burger is an audio drama about the adventures of a time-traveling, dimension-spanning diner. Look, people recommend podcasts to me all the time. And sincerely, by far, the one I've been hearing people recommend to me the most lately is Midnight Burger. And now, I'm going to recommend it to you. How does that feel? Shoes on the other foot, isn't it? But let me give you some context. When Gloria takes a waitressing job in a diner outside of Phoenix, what she doesn't realize is she's now an employee of Midnight Burger, and every day, Midnight Burger appears somewhere new in the cosmos along with its staff, a galactic drifter, a rogue theoretical physicist, a sentient old-timey radio, and some guy named Casper. No one knows who built Midnight Burger or how it works, but when it appears, there's always someone around who could really use a cup of coffee. Look, if you enjoy podcasts set in fantastical eating establishments, and I assume you do, I hope you do, you're going to love Midnight Burger. You can find and listen to Midnight Burger anywhere you listen to podcasts, or just go to weopenat6.com. Go, listen, subscribe, Midnight Burger.
If you're looking for a podcast adventure, check out Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, a podcast where improvisers and comedians who've never role-played before journey into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. It's like Lord of the Rings, if everyone was an idiot. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons has been featured on the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast, ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, and has been downloaded more than 19 million times. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, the podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, time out. Sorry. I'm supposed to read this script. People of Earth. People of Earth. The following podcast is not real. Don't be fooled into believing in the existence of other worlds. Oh, here we go. Also, there are new shirts in our Dashery store that are special for each of our live shows. The new live show shirt for our Washington, D.C. show says the Drunken Gerbil, and the live show shirt for our Philadelphia show has a wizard with sunglasses and a microphone and says, that wizard's got bars. Oh, my little daddy rap. To get those shirts and all the other shirts, visit our Dashery store. There's a link in the show notes. Anyway, relax. Don't waste any more time thinking about the theoretical transdimensional science. And most importantly, enjoy the show. Love you.
Usador, have you seen Chunt? We're supposed to do the episode.
No, I haven't seen him. He might be out taking a walk. It's a lovely day. He could be making time with some attractive young creature. Though he is stuck in the form of a badger, his romantic escapades continue. Maybe he's courting one of those geese over there by the bar.
Oh, speaking of which, I'm going to finish setting up these mics. Isidore, do you mind getting us a drink from the bar?
Sure, I'll go get you some drinks. What do you want?
You know what? I'll have King's Juice.
King's Juice. Very good. All right. Do we have a guest this week? Should I get a drink for the guest?
You know what? I thought we'd just do a weird one. I thought we'd just do one where it's just the boys hanging out and we
boys
get a
night.
Little weird.
Yes.
Yeah, boy, maybe a boys' night even.
All right, I'll be right back.
Okay, move these microphones around.
Fuck right off!
Usador, are you all right?
Yeah. These geese are fucking pricks.
Oh, that's right. There's those geese by the bar now. They're dicks to anyone that walks up to the bar. It's gonna hurt Flower's sales.
They just started honking at me. I didn't do anything.
Slides across table in a cool way. Oh, fuck!
He went right off the other end.
Oh, I knocked up everything. I'm so sorry.
Oh, so many splinters.
I thought that would look so cool. Fuck. Oh, my fucking leg.
Chunt, I went ahead and got you a King's Juice.
Thank you so much. King's Juice.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, guys, I sincerely apologize. I'm sorry I'm late. Ooh, ooh.
How's the new job?
Weird, good.
Okay.
Ooh, are these geese single? What's the story with these geese?
I wouldn't go over there.
Oh. Yeah, so we should drink these slow, because if we need more beers, those geese are dicks.
Well, I just got a shot, so I'll probably have to go back over there.
Fuck. All right, well, anyway, I'll start the show. Are you ready, Chun?
Yeah, just maybe slow down the intro.
Okay.
Oh, should I go first this time instead of you, Chun?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 10 years and 4 or 5 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land
of
Foon.
Slower, a little slower.
Luckily, you're never going to believe this. I'm still getting a Wi-Fi
signal. Yeah.
How that's happening, I don't know. And it's not from the... I used to think it was from the Burger King, but that Burger King has been torn down, and they put, like, condos up in its place. So I don't know where I'm getting the Wi-Fi exactly. Ooh. But I use that to upload a podcast, this podcast, Ooh. Hello from the Magic Tavern.
This podcast, not a different
this
one.
This podcast.
Okay, great.
To upload just
hey,
this
sweetie,
podcast.
What's your name? Hey, sweetie, what's your name?
Don't bother with them.
Chunt, if you make them honk, it's going to disrupt the audio on the show.
Sorry.
Here in the Ruffled Feather, in McShingleshane Forest, on the outskirts of Hog's Face, in the magical land of Foon, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Usidore the Wizard.
Bing
bong.
Chunt usually goes first. I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak. The dwarves know me as Zodin and Hoogstanges, and I am known throughout the Northeast as Gasmuenius Maystar.
I mean, it sucks that one of the geese honked over halls of Tarakas, so it was
and
great
then
honk
made
of Tarakas.
Me yeah. secret names that if e'er I did whisper them aloud, I even the faintest whisper would cause lightning to strike every hemisphere of this globe and break this world in twain.
Oh, shit. We're starting too slow. Ooh. I can tell it. We overshot it. We're starting too slow.
Okay, well, I feel a little bit better. Let me give it a little stretch.
All right, then I'm also joined by...
Wait, hold on.
What's this?
I introduced myself.
Yes.
First.
Mm-hmm.
You usually introduce Chunt first.
Yeah.
You banter with him. I sit there and stare at you two idiots, not saying a word. Okay. But you're skipping over that and going straight into Chunt's introduction?
No, let's banter. Usidore, what's going on, buddy?
Spells and stuff.
Sure. I'm also joined by my other co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Honk bong, bing honk.
How you doing, bud? So, have you caught your breath?
Yes. Thank you so much for buying me some time. I tried to ride grapes here as fast as I could. It turns out grapes is not a racing goat, nor a running goat, or even a trotting goat.
I noticed when you came in here, you were actually carrying grapes on your shoulders. Like, it must have gotten that bad.
Yeah, I had to sling them over my shoulder like a continental something, and race over here. So I am so sorry.
No, it's okay.
So sorry.
I know. Look, this podcast is important, but everyone needs their side hustles. And if you have a job in town, you have a job in town. We'll accommodate.
Thank you.
I didn't want to have to bring this up before, but is it time to turn in grapes for a racing goat?
For what?
To trade up to a racing goat.
Oh, I thought you said turn him in.
No, trade him up to a racing goat.
Maybe, I've gotten pretty attached. Also, I don't know if you remember, someone tried to eat him, and I feel that made me kind of bonded to him.
Wind sprinkle.
Yeah, I had to kind of nurse him a little bit back to health.
Okay.
Gentlemen, I don't mean to interrupt, but I saw you sitting at the corner, and are you interested in a panini my wife made?
Oh.
We have cheese and pepperoni, ham, mozzarella. Oh.
This guy's really pressing us to buy a panini.
Oh, you don't have to. I was just seeing you men by yourselves with this audio equipment and...
Sure.
Well, you know, we just looked like we needed a panini?
It wasn't that funny.
Absolutely. Arnie, why don't you have this panini?
Oh, you know... Whoa, you're really shoving this in my face.
Arnie, have you bought paninis from this guy before?
I've never met this, but I'm kind of a little bit of a celebrity in this world at this point.
Let me take off my hood. And this hood. And this hood.
What the fuck?
Chunt, grab that end of my hood and pull it back. Hello, Arnie.
Oh, I know you. Ooh.
You got to be kidding me. Look at me.
Arnie,
look at
you
me.
You look so familiar. I know. Geese,
shut up. We'll try to remember his name.
Yeah, that's a Chunt. Shut up. Shut up over there.
Chunt, grab that hood off the floor.
Okay.
Put it on my head.
Okay.
Now look at me.
Okay, you're sort of showcasing your face with your hands.
Face? Now,
I know to look back at your face.
Either you take a step back or I'll have to take a step back, but to get a good view.
All right, you're a human. You're not some kind of freaky animal.
Hey.
Usador, you remember.
Oh, shit, I do remember. Honk. Honk the assassin.
Honk.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I'll buy a panini.
Oh, great. Let's see. Do you have a foil allergy?
No, I'm fine. That's fine.
Great. We have, like I said, pepperoni, mozzarella, and then we have a ham and provolone. And my wife made these, so...
I'll do the ham and provolone.
She didn't label any of these, so it's kind of just a smattering. So, I don't even know.
I don't really. If they're not labeled, I'll just take whatever. It's fine.
All right, great. Okay. That's going to be four.
There's four gold pieces. There you go.
One, two, three, four. Great, and you can have this one back.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, it was a pleasure doing business with you, Honk. But we're doing an episode, so I suppose...
No, Usador, it's been a while. Look, I know I said we were going to do a weird one. We were going to do a boys' night. Sorry, Chunt, we were going to do a boys' night. But
boys'
instead,
night!
Well, boys' night canceled. Why don't we have Honk on as a guest? I feel like the last time we saw you was... At the Slippery Eel in Grumbleshire, your uncle's place.
Well, only a few people would remember that.
Yeah, that one's just on the Patreon.
Oh, shit, wait a minute. Slaps the paninis out of Usador's hands. I just remembered what Honk does for a living. Don't eat those.
But I'm hungry.
He's an assassin.
Oh, that's right.
You would have eaten this tiny saber.
Holy shit.
A knife.
Yeah, there's a saber inside that panini.
You would have eaten this tiny saber knife.
Honk, why would you try to assassinate me?
I was hoping Arnie.
I get.
Get the panini.
He's a bit of a celebrity around here.
I am a bit of a celebrity. Oh, no. Have I gotten to death threat level of fame? I guess maybe I have.
Has anyone else tried to kill you, Arnie?
Like, recently? I mean, I've tried. I've been stabbed.
Along the road on your travels.
Oh,
at the inn, while you were sleeping.
Have
you woken up in the middle of the night, someone hovering over you?
I do that.
I mostly kind of just traipse through Foon with a sort of devil may care attitude, but I don't think so. Guys, do you remember anyone trying to kill me this season?
Drip Fang stabbed you once upon a time.
That was a while ago, though. I'm talking about like in the last couple months.
King Belleroth.
There's a goose pecking at your neck right now.
Oh, yeah. Ugh, get away, goose.
King Belleroth. Honor the warrior.
On your knees. King Belleroth. King Belleroth.
Sure. Are you like a Belleroth head?
Am I really into him, Arnie? Yeah, I am really into him. Because he's the king, and he sent me to kill you.
What?
That's why I asked. Because I cannot be the first. But I will be the last.
Yeah, because you're probably not the most effective assassin he has in his employ.
Arnie, careful.
What are you doing?
Get up. Follow me.
Have we never met?
Follow me to the corner. Chunt, Usador, stay here. Arnie, follow me.
Okay, fine. You're lucky I need my steps.
It feels like we should go, but...
No, you stay here.
Okay.
Follow me. We're not going outside. We're just staying right here.
Can I eat my panini even though it fell on the floor?
Absolutely. Arnie, can you do me a favor and just not do that in front of them?
Oh,
I need you to be a little more scared.
I'm sorry.
I need you to be a lot more scared.
Yeah. I can't promise that I'll let you kill me,
great.
But
I need you to nod after I say this.
Oh, okay.
And that's that.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, Usador, did you see that?
Oh, he seems terrified. What's going on over there?
I'm going to grab your wrist. Let me know if it's too rough.
Whoa.
Come here. Be right back.
Oh,
Arnie, get me something to drink. And I want something off the apps.
Okay. Honk, I gotta say, I'm really impressed. Like,
we're back with everybody. You don't need to talk about it anymore. We're back with everybody.
Oh, okay.
You don't need to say anything.
Oh, what's going on?
Guys, I'm so scared of Honk. I'm going to go get us all drinks. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay.
King's juice.
Chunt, you should eat half of this panini. It's excellent. I took the saber out.
Oh, okay.
Fuck off, geese! Fuck off!
Honk, holy shit. You really... I've never seen anyone talk to Arnie like that. That was incredible.
Well, someone has to.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about celebrity. You get surrounded by yes people, yes men, yes women. You have nature telling you you could do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And you get to the point where you feel invincible. And today, I'm going to make Arnie feel vincible.
Yes, finally.
I actually think this is a provolone and Gouda mix.
Ah, give me that. Oh. Spit that out.
A vial of poison.
You would have chomped down on this glass, and the glass would have killed you. It's an empty vial. The poison.
Oh, the
poison.
The
skull and crossbones. There's nothing in it.
Okay.
But the shards would have ripped up that palate.
I might not have died, but it wouldn't have been good for me.
You waste nothing. That's impressive.
Okay, I'm back. I'm back with the drinks. King's juice for you. King's juice for you. King's juice for you, Honk. You're very scary. I'm scared of you.
Great. And a toast.
A toast. And Arnie's laying it on just thick enough.
To be said by Chunt.
Oh, honk if you do, honk if you don't. Honk and you drink. Honk is the best.
I'll drink to that.
I forgot how much he loves to say honk.
Ow!
Oh.
What the? Ow! Pick you up, punch.
Oh, he kicked the shit out of that goose.
It flies.
Yeah.
Have you always been married?
Yeah, when did this happen?
Your wife made these sandwiches?
Me? Of course.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I've ever heard about her. Have we talked about your wife before?
Yeah, Dish.
Well, you don't ask. You don't ask, so I don't
That's
bring
fair.
It up. I'm not going to be one of those. I'm not going to be a wife guy. I'll bring it up when it's brought up, and then I'll be a wife guy. I love her to death.
Oh, no.
No, not that way, Arnie.
He's so scared. You can see the terror in his eyes. So you say something like that, of course he's going to take it the wrong way.
Is that bag of hay that has wife written across the chest in that back booth, is that your wife? It's like a bag of hay. It almost looks like a cobbled together scarecrow.
No, well, let's not look at her. She's going to walk over. Yes, it is.
But Holy shit, she's walking over. Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
I am so sorry. I thought, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
We should take a break.
I'm gonna cut her off of the pass. Hold on.
Well, no, we can just take a quick break because it'll take her a while to walk over here.
Hey, great. Hey, can you follow me over here? Can I talk to you?
Me?
Me?
No, babe. Not you. You guys stay. Babe,
oh, I'll stay here. I really want to eat this sandwich, but there's so much shit in it.
Oh, okay. She's going to go home and make some more paninis.
Oh, safe ones?
She says hi.
Oh, hi.
Honk, if you're hungry, we could order you something here at the tavern.
Now that's a T-shirt. Honk if you're hungry.
Okay, you know what? Chunt, do you want your new T-shirt to be honk if you're hungry?
Yeah, either that or honk if you're horny. I guess you and your wife could leave and you could...
Keep honking. I'm reloading my honk.
Okay.
So, Chunt, your shirt would read honk, comma, if you're horny.
Yeah, I think I've said it before when honk was here.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, new shirt, honk if you're horny, in our merch store, but it's Chunt saying it, so it's extra sexy. But honk,
it's not an interesting story. I'm not going to get into it, but
it was just a simple engagement.
That's all.
Sure. I hate to pry, but it did seem like you're married to a sentient bag of hay. Like it can walk around, and it seemed like it was talking to you,
Carla.
Yeah.
Was it a disguise, or has she always been a bag of hay?
She always have wife right across
me.
Her chest?
Not to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, to everyone else, but not to me. And don't make the joke, gonna take a roll in the hay. All right?
Oh, shit.
That is
damn it,
something.
I had it loaded.
Nope, I saw you bring up your fingers. You were loading those joke fingers. It's something that I can say, but you cannot.
Oh, sure.
We met, I was on a mission, the king. Toblan,
you love that kid.
Tom Blaine, Belleroth.
I don't, listen, if it's not written on my hand, I don't remember.
Sure.
King sent me on a mission. It was late at night, and I Only through moonlight, I saw this opening in the field.
Oh.
And I saw the bales of hay and the big stacks of hay.
Nice.
In that movie with Big Bird travels across the country.
Sure.
Oh, Ernie, I've been describing movies you talk about.
Oh, sure,
I think they've gotten around. I think a lot of people have been...
I'm just describing it for the... I mean, I assume these microphones work.
I just love that the oral tradition has brought Follow That Bird all over Foon.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of oral tradition, keep talking about meeting your wife. What was next? You saw her big haystacks.
I'm following my own shadow through the light of the moon, and... As you know, that's a horrible way to get through a field, because eventually you are just going in a circle if you're following your own shadow and not looking forward.
Absolutely.
And I see out of the corner of my eye a hay bale following me.
Oh.
No legs, just hovering, 18 inches off the ground.
18 inches? Come on. The average is 5.5 off the ground. What are we doing?
Following me off the ground, and I turn to it and I say, get away. I'm on a mission. And the hay, I eventually find out it's Carla, says I want to help.
Oh.
Oh.
And we go on a mission. We break into a house full of adults. No children.
Okay, that's
and
good.
And we go in and kill everyone.
Hey, Honk.
Okay.
Hey, Honk.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Honk. No, I'm saying was
if
that
you're
like...
horny?
No, I'm asking.
What?
Was, like, as a duo, are you Hey, Honk?
Oh. Hey, Honk. Or Honk Hey.
I have never heard that. Would that be our celebrity name?
I think so, yeah. That's,
or is that just our... is that just two names put together?
I guess. I think it's every name. So, like, if you have, like, a Josh and a Pam, I think they become, like, Josh Pam.
Sham.
Or Pam Josh. That's how it works, Ernie, right?
Jam.
Jam. Jam. Great, now I'm hungry.
I guess Hay and Honk could be Hank?
Mm.
We can't have children.
Oh.
Oh. But you've tried.
Is her hay all dried?
I mean...
All dried up.
I'm rolling around.
Sure.
I'm drying.
Well, needle in a haystack.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hey, that's not funny.
You could put together bale and honk and have bonk, but maybe that brings up the specter of not being able to have children.
That's what we're doing on my birthday.
Sure. This bonking. Might seem like a weird question. Is she religious at all? Like, is she a Christian bale?
Yay! Artie, we dropped a banner. There's confetti.
Yay, I did it.
They're bringing out a cake. What is happening?
All right. I told the tavern, I said, when Artie does his best one, bring it out.
Woo! Oh, this cake looks old. Like, we've been here for weeks.
Things have been slow. That's why she's making paninis. We're growing our own tangerines. It's been... It's been slow. It's been slow. But this... I mean, if I kill you today... Arnie, this would be a big night for me. So, have your cake, drink your ale, but I am going to kill you tonight.
Oh, Honk, I hope you don't kill me, but can I ask, has it been a while since you've killed anybody? Like, are you kind of on the outs with the assassins again?
Oh.
This is why I need this, Arnie.
I see.
I'm getting no invites to the midnight rallies or the 4 o'clock rallies.
Yeah.
I'm getting no invites to the birthday parties.
Yeah.
I'm getting no invites to the condo raids.
Sure. The worst part about not getting invited to the midnight rallies, it's like, you know when they are, right? It's like, you know they're happening. It's midnight.
Okay. Yeah.
Roll up the banner.
Okay, let me just...
What? Hypothetically, let's say you were very good at a job. For a long time, and people revered you, people feared you, people were asking for you to slash their arm as a form of an autograph.
Sure. I was going to say, before that last part, it doesn't seem hypothetical. It sounds like you're describing me to a T, except for the arm slashing part.
Should that be your new shirt, Arnie? Describing me to a T, and you're looking at the T-shirt?
No new art, just new phrases. I'm sorry.
Let's say you were asked to go on a mission... A run-of-the-mill going into a house full of adults to kill them. Mm-hmm. And you botched it.
Sure.
You went in and you killed everyone except for one person.
Okay.
And that person eventually goes and ruins your life.
Oh, fuck.
By stealing your identity for 3 months.
Oh.
And tallying up a bill at a restaurant that you don't go to.
Oh, shit.
And that you've never heard of.
Yeah, yeah.
And then down, let's say 3 weeks ago, you find a great area, nice schools. Even though you don't have kids, you want to be in an area with nice schools.
Sure.
And you, this is all still hypothetical, right?
This never happened.
Okay, okay.
And you find a place that you want to buy. And they're like, great, we'll just have to run a check.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they checked all the nearby restaurants?
Oh, yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah, if someone just move into a new area or settle down, they're like, well, we're going to check around the nearby restaurants, inns, and taverns and see if you're ne'er-do-well.
Yeah, see if you've run out on your bill, you know.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, long story short, the Barleycorn has a tab under my name, Honk, for $420,000 gold pieces.
Nice.
Wow.
It's not nice.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That would be 69,000.
Nice.
420,000 gold. Do you have that sort of money?
No. 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 No.
How can I ask? And I'm so sorry. This might be slightly a side thing, but people never talk about money, and probably they should. Like, what do assassins make?
Oh.
Money-wise?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Does it pay well?
What are you pulling down at you?
It depends who I'm killing on the food chain.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gutter punks, three pieces.
Yeah.
Gig life.
It is a gig life. You know, I don't even have, and you know, the taxes here, there's no way to check. So I'm not sending any paperwork. But for someone like you, or a king, or some sort of sentient being, I'll say this. If I killed you, 17 gold pieces. If I killed a king, 17. I would get paid 400 gold pieces, but immediately death. I would
die. Yeah. Not worth it.
There's no way. I mean, there's no
way.
17 gold seems like a very low amount considering I just paid four for a sandwich.
Well, I'm talking about Arnie.
I know you're talking about Arnie, but it's still a life, and I think you need to raise your rates. I think you're undervaluing your gifts, your place in the market.
Yeah.
I think you need to, like, rethink your whole structure from the ground up and start charging what you're really worth.
Yes, you need to have a creed. You need to have, you know, just like your own sort of like...
Something that keeps brings him higher?
What?
Like, can you take him higher?
I was thinking of the same thing, and I'm a little upset that I didn't say it. And I'm getting a little closer not to kill you, Arnie, because I was thinking the same thing.
In my defense, I blurted it out so fast because I didn't know if I was saying it right. Like, I was like, I'm never going to remember it exactly. But anyway.
And sometimes it's tough to be like, how can I cram this into a sentence?
Takes practice.
I recommend just cramming away. And if it makes sense, great.
You know, it's a confidence. It's a confidence thing. I'll be honest. It's a confidence thing.
No.
I lost the edge. I misplaced a lot of my weapons, forging a river.
You lost them all in a river?
I flipped over. I was trying to impress someone. I shouldn't have done it. I did a front flip.
Oh, so you're doing stunts. It wasn't just crossing a river. You were trying to do stunts.
It was a look at this type situation.
Mm-hmm. And just, you did like, you're upside down, a bunch of daggers and poison vials fell out of your pockets.
Well, I didn't realize that until I was on the other side.
Yeah. Oh, man. Jeez.
So now I just have my bare hands, my wits, and hovering hay that follows me everywhere.
It's not nothing.
It isn't. So I have to start over. So maybe my creed would be, it's a new beginning for me. Mm-hmm. That means for you, you don't know where I started. I could be in the middle.
Mm.
But make sure that you're following along.
I like the length of this
Never
creed.
Never say that you are away from where your destination is, because look down.
Mm-hmm.
Your destination was always there.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I need 400 gold pieces by like tonight.
Oh.
By like tonight. So it's you, 17 with you, and then I need to kill.
So you need to kill like a lot of people of my stature or higher, like in standing.
I'm trying to get some waterfront property in this place.
You think you're gonna? Like, are you gonna like flip that and rent it to try to like make?
I don't flip anymore.
Make some money back.
I learned my lesson. Flip. I don't flip.
Okay. Yeah. You lost all your weapons.
I wonder how much. Maybe like assassinating a goose would be. Like, I don't know how much that brings in.
This.
Whoa! Nothing. Shit.
Zero.
Oh.
This one.
Oh.
Oh.
Nothing.
You should eat those.
He's cutting their necks and then kicking them. I know they fly, but you can't keep doing that.
Watch this. A drop kick. That means it hits the ground first, and then I kick it.
Seems needlessly cruel, but...
There's so much goose blood.
All right. I mean, you're their namesake, so I don't know why you're being such a dick to them, but that's fine. We should take a quick break and come back, and we're going to find a way to help Honk out of this financial crisis.
Killing a goose is more than being a dick to him.
Honk, I don't want to die. And also, weirdly, I consider you a friend. I don't know why, because you're always trying to kill one of us, but I have to imagine we can help you. Like, I don't have 400 gold, but it seems achievable.
Sean, did you get these mini donuts?
Yeah, I brought them from Honk's face.
Here's the thing, Arnie. I'm alone. I know I'm married, and I have a lot of things going on, but you seem like a businessman. Have you had any businesses?
I mean, just this podcast and our shirts that don't sell because they're stupid and bad.
I think we're trying to make them better.
Okay, so maybe I shouldn't be talking to you. Usador, you have a knack.
Oh, yes.
With words. Did you have a business at all, or?
Oh, I've had many businesses over my very long lifetime, and I would gladly give you any advice you need financially. Most assuredly, if money you need to make, you could be like me. Offer your skills, but for no price at all. But then guilt people into making a donation. Say, oh, certainly. I'd love to assassinate that person. And you know what? I'll do it for free. But if you want to make a donation of, oh, I'd say 200 gold or more, I can get it done even faster. And you'll get this very fetching hat and tote bag.
Ooh, a fetching hat.
Who am I saying that to?
Well, whoever needs someone killed. Let's try. Hey, Chunt.
Yeah?
Do you need anyone killed?
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but there is one of the geese at the bar has been just eye-fucking you all night long. And he left, clearly got a hat and a robe, and now he's telling everyone he's Goosador.
What the fuck? What the
fuck? Whoa, hold on. Let's not kill this goose so quickly. This might be... this might be the most important character we've ever run across.
No, shut up, buddy. Shut up. Are you talking about that golden goose right there?
Yeah, the golden goose.
The only golden goose right there, yeah.
He keeps laying these eggs that I tried to kick one and I broke a toe almost.
Okay, all right, that's it. I cannot stand for this. Chunt, I thought you were going to have someone killed, but it turns out the customer was I all along. Honk, how much would you charge me to kill that goose that's dressed like me, calling itself Goosador?
Well, geese are zero. You don't get paid.
No. You have to
kill geese.
You have to raise your price.
Yeah. Well, it's very, in my mind, 21.
Okay.
21 golden pieces.
Okay.
But I'm confused because it's made of gold, so... Oh, but I'm paying you. Okay. This is why I'm bad at business.
Hey, you're paying me? No, I'm paying you. You are bad at business. Look, I need you to kill that goose, all right? The
done.
Golden one.
I'll be back.
No, wait.
You gotta finish the negotiation first.
I will pay you 50
done.
Gold.
When I'm back. Yes.
No. Honk, honk, honk. Oh. I will pay you 50 gold to make sure that Goosador never dies.
What? No, why? Arnie, why would you do that?
Oh, shit, guys, look. All the geese are, like, rooting for Goosador. Now they're selling t-shirts at the bar. There's a t-shirt with, like, a stock image of Goosador, and it says, I'm going to put Usador down. That's pretty fucking funny.
What?
Pretty fucking funny.
That sucks. I hate it. I'll pay you 100 gold to make sure that that goose is dead.
I'll pay you 150 gold to make sure that goose is immortal.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'll pay you 20 gold to go grab me one of those t-shirts.
I'll be right back.
Chunt, he went to go get the t-shirt, but the t-shirt costs 20 gold. He's not going to make any money off of that.
Look. Okay. Chunt.
Yeah?
I think they overheard what you said because their t-shirts look very familiar. It says, honk, 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 honk.
Oh, shit.
That's goose for honk if you're horny.
But it's the goose saying it.
Yeah.
It's the goose saying it.
Fuck?
Wow.
All right, I've had it with these geese. Arnie, what's this? You want to interview one of them or something?
No. I just want there to always, as long as we're in Hogsface, as long as we're at the Ruffled Feather, I want there to be a golden goose wearing a wizard hat that we can occasionally refer to as Goosador just in the tavern. We don't need to interview them. We don't need to engage with them very much.
I know what I'll do. I'm going to throw water at this motherfucker.
What the fuck?
He did not like that.
He just rolled right off his back. Fuck.
Yeah.
He is a wizard. He is a wizard.
I was never going to do anything.
Well, hold on. Hold on. John, I think all of them did that. Here, I'll pour my ale on one.
Oh, he's pissed. Oh, stop pecking at us. Ow, get out of here. All right. This is my final offer. Honk.
I pay you.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Honk.
Yes.
You need 400 gold, right, for this
real estate? Hold my hand. All right. A man's honor at stake.
You need 400 gold for your real estate deal, correct?
I really do, yes.
I will pay you that 400 gold if you promise me to kill all of those geese tonight. And you know what? As a gesture of good faith, here is the bag of 400 gold right now.
What? Hold on.
I'm paying you in advance.
In real time, I'm going to count this.
Okay.
Honk. One.
Oh, okay, this is going to take
two.
Honk, while you do that, here's my offer. I will pay you 2 gold pieces if you grab that bag of gold and run right now.
Here's 2, Arnie. Here's 2. Here's 2 for you right now.
No, don't pay him.
Why are you giving me useless money?
Ugh. Stop paying other people. You have to take the money. Okay, this is the first rule of business. Take money from people.
Where did those mini donuts go?
Oh, sorry. I put them away. I thought we were all done. You want them back?
No. I want one too.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you.
Honk, who is this money supposed to go to? Maybe, should we cut you out of this entirely? To help you, like, if we deliver this gold directly to the person that you need to get this gold to, so you don't have to worry about it.
Excellent idea.
Let me write down the address. It's a realtor just outside of town named Marnie. Now, Marnie does not look like us.
Okay.
Okay. Don't love that sentence.
I'm looking at you, humans. I'm looking at Usador, Arne, Chunt. You are
a badger.
You're not human.
Yeah.
You're a badger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But Marnie also doesn't look like a badger, I assume.
No.
Okay.
No. Have you ever seen a tree?
Yes. Sure.
Yes.
Bend it over.
Okay.
Like it was in the wind.
Okay.
Now put a raptor tail on it.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Now she needs 400 gold pieces.
Hold on, that's it?
Hold
on.
What?
So it's a bent over tree with a raptor tail?
That's it?
You can't miss her.
I can't imagine we would.
Just outside of town, if you give her 400 pieces in my name, I will get the waterfront property.
Okay.
That my wife, Carla, and I can build a small house.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's just us. We can't have kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to keep bringing that up.
Guys, I never say this. Let's not help him. Let's not help him. Let's not help. What if we didn't help?
I suppose we don't have to.
Should I walk away while you talk about me?
Or do you want me to stay
here?
I want
and
you to hear all
to
this.
You say that you're not going to help me.
Yeah, I want you to hear it.
I kind of want to meet Marnie. I don't know.
I'm very curious about Marnie, Arnie. Chunt, you and I, maybe we should go deliver this gold and meet Marnie.
Yeah. Oh, also, no offense, but are you related, Usador?
Here's the thing.
Wait,
Usador,
hey.
I'm so sorry.
Hang on.
Because now I understand how it fills you with rage, how it fills me with rage when someone has almost the same name as me. So the whole Goosador thing, I get it. The Marnie thing, because it's filling me with rage.
Yeah. Chunt, what do you mean? Am I related?
Well, Marnie, the bent over tree, has a raptor tail, and I know that your cousin is...
No.
Oh, Kraptor. Yeah.
No, I am not related to Kraptor. Kraptor is a dinosaur, a shitty dinosaur.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dinosaurs as birds, and it is true that a conspiracy of wind and rain and birds and fire and frogs and deer insisted that a champion come forward into the world, and I did emerge from their request, be at the behest of the goddesses, to defeat all forms of evil. But I am not related to that fucking dinosaur, Kraptor. I'm not related to him.
Arnie, I feel like the wizard doth protest too much.
Kraptor can fuck right off. I'm not related to Marnie. I'm not related to Kraptor.
He's obsessed.
All right. This is what's going to happen right now. All 4 of us, we're walking down to that river. We're going to find Marnie. Come on. Leave the fucking geese here. Who gives a shit about the geese?
You can't miss her.
You're coming with us. Come on. We're going.
Okay, fine.
Come on. Right. Ow.
fuck off. Hey,
okay, shut up. Geese, we're leaving. We're going to find Marnie, and we're going to straighten all this out.
Honk, honk, get out of the way. Honk, honk. Out of the way. Honk, honk. Honk, honk.
I can't move.
I'm going to talk to this Marnie, and I'm going to prove to you that I am not related to dinosaurs. You understand that?
If it doesn't work out, and you're looking for a place, if this doesn't work out for me, you need her in your contacts. She's a great realtor.
Okay, well, that's great, because I don't want to piss off a realtor. They're one of the worst things to piss off in all food.
All right, here she is, out there in the distance.
Okay, hello, friend. Tis I, Usador the Blue, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls
Honk?
Of Tarakas.
Are you sure that's her?
Known by the dwarves as Zonin Huxtangis. Known by the...
Oh, this one doesn't have a tail. This one doesn't have a tail. Hold on. We're just talking to a tree.
Okay.
Hold on. Whoa, boy. I'm a little turned around here.
Also, guys, I hate to say it. I noticed when we left the tavern, Honk just started following a shadow by the moonlight. So we need Carla
to get us out of
here. Yeah, we're just on the other side of the tavern.
Okay. Well, fuck.
Well, I do want to say this. I've had a lot of fun tonight, but Arnie, I do need to kill you.
No, I'm sorry. I have to intervene here. Of course, I can't allow you to kill Arnie. He's a good friend of mine, and if you try to kill him, I will use all my wizardly prowess to strike you down. I may say a secret name, which would cause you to erupt in flames, or I may cast a freeze spell at you, or I may just slam my staff down onto the ground, opening a chasm beneath you, where you'd fall to a grisly death of fire and brimstone.
Oh, holy shit, look! Gusador's in a bubble up in the air above us. He's
God
charging up.
Damn it.
He's charging.
Charging up?
Why does he have magic? He's just a goose with a wizard hat on.
I guess fake it till you make it. I don't know.
Fucking hell.
Did we pay our tab? We just left pretty quick.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
We're in trouble.
It's Flower. She won't be mad. It'll be fine.
It's Flower. She will be mad, but she's just always mad.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
She'll hold it over our heads for years.
Look, Honk, I'm going to be honest. I don't think there's any way you're going to pull off this deal. Not that you can't get the money. I just don't think you're going to successfully get this place. And that's okay. Here, I have 47 gold pieces, which is no small amount. I'm just going to give it to you.
Yeah.
And good, see what you can do with that eventually, wherever you land.
Absolutely. And you know what? Earlier today, not even but an hour ago, I came rushing from work and I got paid today. So here is 400 gold. Do
what?
Piece Wait, that together make, oh. and do something with it and see if it can make ends meet.
I'll make men's meat.
Oh, a mincemeat panini would be kind of delicious, actually.
An amazing panini. A mincemeat panini. I mean,
like
spill
that
out after one bite, but yeah.
Delicious. I'll also, just so I don't feel like a dick, I'll give you, yeah, this is 150 gold. So you've got...
Oh, I'm good. I already have 400. Thank you, though.
All right.
Gentlemen, can I tell you I've had a great time. Arnie?
Yeah?
Look at me.
Yes.
I'm holding both your wrists on purpose.
Yeah, you're very...
Because I was going to kill you tonight.
What? A Honk,
but
I never believed for a second you were capable of it. But I love you. I'm glad we got to see you again. I hope you get
your
shit together.
You will see me again because I'm not an interrupter, but I need to let you know that there are more people out to kill you.
Oh, Honk, can these coins we gave you, can they be a down payment on you killing other assassins? Like, you don't have to go out of your way, but if you come across an assassin that you've heard is trying to kill me, will you kill them?
Down payment.
Arnie, it would be my pleasure. I will let you know that I am not good with money, so I will not be... I don't know how to keep track of this, so
sure.
If I kill a certain number, I will be asking for more money.
Yeah, that's fine.
And you'll say,
that's fine.
We gave you 400. I will say what I am saying now. I'm not good with money. And if you don't pay me, I'll kill you.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. One tip, though. Before you kill them, don't give them any of the money. They won't need it. And then you'll have less money.
Say that one more time.
Right before you kill them, don't give them
Which I will.
Of course. Don't give them any of your money. They won't need it, and then you'll have less money.
And I will slip it in their pockets.
No.
In their cold, cold pockets.
Don't do that.
Walk away.
Why are their pockets cold?
All right, Honk. Do whatever you want with the money. If you need more money, I guess just come back to us and shake us down again.
Look, Hawk, I'm going to be honest. Most episodes, we end up giving most of our money to whoever's on the show for no reason.
You did give the money out pretty quick.
Yeah. Honestly, this is less than we usually give.
I kept my money for a change.
Yeah. I can't tell if we're generous or stupid.
I think it's stupid.
I love you.
Me?
Carla. I love you, Hawk.
Oh, Carla's here.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. You were talking.
We thought you were talking to us.
Oh, that felt so bad. Yikes.
Oops. We should just go back.
That felt so bad.
Let's just go back to the tavern.
I'm going this way. Oh, shit. He's walking the same direction as us.
Oh, shit. It's weird.
Well,
let's hang back a little bit, Carla. Let's give him another space.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Honk. You threw the money. Here you go. All right. See ya.
Gentlemen, until we meet again, Carla, disrobe.
Oh, yeah. We definitely have to go.
I'm worried about Gusador just charging up in the air like that. Is he stuck?
Is he overcharged?
Chunt, here's your money back. Sorry.
Are you sure?
Here's your money, yes.
Oh, this is actually...
Arnie, I'm keeping your 45, Arnie.
That's fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Honk, this is 750. I gave you 400.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Okay.
What is going on in his head? I can't put it together.
All I know is, running away from the three main hosts, never a bad idea. So, wait, my new assistant couldn't stick around long enough to do the outro? Great, I guess I'll be the change I want to see in the world and phone them in myself. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Honk the Assassin was played by the budget-friendly version of Josh Brolin. Special guest Ross Kimball. Check out Ross's podcasts, The Kent Beagle Mind Summit, and The Most Wonderful Pod of the Year, where he reviews bad Christmas movies and specials with his co-host, Jackie Gonzalez-Dorothy. Also, you can still see him as one of the jurors in the acclaimed TV show Jury Duty. If you want a Chunt shirt that reads, Honk if you're horny, I know I don't, check out the Dashery store. You'll also find the regular Magic Tavern shirts and the special live shows shirts as well. Links in the show notes. Would you prefer to listen to other podcasts? Did you know that's always been an option? Friend of the show Joey Bland, who portrays Winky Silks in this Our Only Universe, has a new trivia podcast, Like Minds. I thought there was a new podcast because just last night one of the evening stars flickered and went out. Anyway, on a recent episode of this, Matt and Arnie competed against each other. Find Like Minds wherever you find any other podcast. It's not like they created a new internet just for this thing. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the most recent bonus, which is an episode-length Craig adventure? I didn't approve this. Here's the clip.
There's a present for you under the tree. I've been waiting many years for you to come and open it.
Okay.
I hope you like it.
All right, I'll just open it now here.
Oh, you is it okay if I stay while you open it?
Yeah, I just thought, I mean, it's the gifts. Usually it's better to, it's for the person who's giving it, really. You want to share that moment.
Yeah, please open it.
So I'll just, and it has my name, which is a little odd, but I'll just open this. Oh, a sweater.
Yeah, it's a sweater. I made it myself, but look under the sweater. There's a Game Boy Color.
Whoa! This is going to come in so handy. This is like the only entertainment here. This is great.
I've been waiting what feels like 1,000 years to give somebody a Game Boy Color.
Oh, but I see the only game you have here is that one that requires the light sensor that like uses the sunlight, and there's literally no sun here, so I don't know how I would possibly.
I didn't realize that. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. I can get some ROMs.
Well, that was about how I thought it would be. To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Red Keener. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.